in the limelight.
The Zionist regime's ongoing war against the Palestinians aims to extinguish their spirit of resistance, but they have become even more steadfast in their fight for justice and liberation, says Sami Al-Aryan, writer, in an article published under the heading Zionist Regime Attacks, Western Collusion, and the High Price of Palestinian Freedom. Stay tuned for more. On the morning of Friday, August 5th, 5-year-old Ala Qadoum woke up in her Shajaiya home in the center of Gaza, excited that her grandfather would be coming to take her to buy a new school uniform and backpack. She had been dreaming of that day all summer ahead of her first day of kindergarten in just a few weeks. But before Ala could set out on her shopping trip, her home was hit by an Israeli regime airstrike. She was killed instantly. In Rafah, in the south of Gaza, Abir Harb, a 24-year-old student studying information technology, went to visit her fiancé, 30-year-old Ismail Dawig, to go over wedding plans. Ismail, who looked after his elderly mother, owned a small business he had been hoping to grow in order to provide for expanding family. Abir was very happy that day because Ismail had phoned her father for permission to set a wedding date, but the meeting never happened. A day later, Ismail's body was recovered from the under the rubble of his home. He was found tightly hugging his mother as their house was obliterated by an Israeli regime missile. On the same day, in the Jabalia refugee camp in north of Gaza, Najwa Abu Hamda was not prepared for the devastating news she was about to receive. Her 19-year-old son, Khalil, had been killed in an airstrike. Just that morning, Najwa, who struggled for 15 years before having her only child through fertilization, told neighbors that she and her husband hoped Khalil would get married soon and bless them with grandchildren. Their hopes for the future are irrevocably destroyed by this unimaginable loss. In the Bourajji refugee camp in the east of Gaza, 45-year-old Sheikh Yasser tried to soothe his three children as the terrifying hum of Israeli regime warplanes hovered above. Within a few minutes, however, the judicial officer and part-time religious teacher, his 13-year-old twins Muhammad and Dalia, and his 9-year-old son Ahmad were incinerated by an Israeli regime missile. Only Yasser's mother and wife survived. The next day, on August 6, in the Jabalia refugee camp, 11-year-old Rahaf Soleiman stepped out of her house at around sunset to call out to her brother to come home for dinner. Without any warning, she was hit by a Zionist regime missile, causing the tiny girl to lose her right hand and both legs. Regardless of which part of Gaza one lived, 45 Palestinians, half of whom were women and children, were killed. In those 55 hours of hell, more than 360 others were injured and maimed because of the Zionist regime's appetite to punish, target, and subjugate Palestinians in Gaza. The Zionist regime's military aggression began that morning with an unprovoked targeted assassination of a commander of Islamic Jihad, one of the main Palestinian resistance groups. The use of violence has long been a tactic by Israeli regime leaders in the midst of their election campaigns for political gain. Shimon Peres tried it during his political campaign in April 1996, when the Zionist regime committed the Kano massacre, killing more than 100 children. As he was launching his re-election campaign, Ehud Olmert waged a devastating three-week war on Gaza in December 2008, which claimed the lives of 1,400 Palestinians, including nearly 500 women and children, with thousands more injured. In May 2021, as Benjamin Netanyahu was preparing for his own re-election bid after several inconclusive elections, he unleashed the full force of the Israeli regime killing machine for 12 days on Gaza, resulting in more than 260 Palestinians killed and thousands more injured, and thousands of homes, buildings, and businesses destroyed. Similarly, the war this month was an attempt by the current Israeli regime leaders, Yair Lapid and Benny Gantz, to gain political ground over right-wing opposition leader Netanyahu before heading to the polls in November. Interestingly enough, all Israeli regime leaders mentioned lost their re-election bids after none of these military campaigns managed to achieve their goal of vanquishing the enemy and gaining a decisive victory. But what has been consistent throughout the Zionist regime's vicious wars is Western leaders' callous mantra that Israel has the right to defend itself, ruthlessly giving the fake regime of Israel a license to kill any Palestinian it perceives as a threat or an obstacle to its designs. By colluding with the fabricated regime of Israel, Western governments have been sending an unmistakable message that Palestinian lives are expendable. Freedom and human rights do not matter. The rule of law, democratic values, justice and equality are selective, and security and peace are not universal guarantees. Yet Palestinians are not oblivious to the tremendous sacrifices they have endured against the assault of the Zionist regime for decades. Palestinians mourn every victim and cry over every child. There is not a Palestinian home that is not scarred by a tragedy of a loved one killed, maimed, injured, arrested, or imprisoned, or a home demolished, bombed, or razed, a land confiscated, or a tree uprooted. Each time the Zionist regime launches an attack on Palestinians, it aims to extinguish their spirit of resistance and pressure them to give up their rights. But in the face of such brutality and disregard for human life, the people become even more determined and steadfast in their fight for justice and freedom. Sooner or later, the world will recognize that the path of ignoring the plight of millions of people by supporting a settler colonialist project and arming it with superior military power against children, mothers, young brides and grooms, and ordinary people is immoral and unsustainable. Conscientious people across the world know that as well, as Nelson Mandela had once observed. We know too well that our freedom is incomplete without the freedom of the Palestinians.